What, when you looked at the film of the third and inches and the fourth and inches there, I mean, did you see any breakdowns that you can correct there? Well, which breakdowns did happen that you can correct?
Well, yeah, there's some simple things we can do better up front to block it, you know, make sure we're all in the right guys and each winning our one-on-one battles or winning on the double team, so depending on which play you're talking about there. And we just got to do a better job. We got to clean it up, and we have to convert in those situations.
Is that becoming a concern at all, that package? Just you've had, you know, two straight weeks of some issues with that, you know, different combinations of guys.
Well, there's going to be things that come up every week that you've got to work on, and that is something from last week's game from yesterday that we've got to say, hey, we've got to correct the mistakes we've made and get better.
Given what Brandon Marshall's gone through all offseason, how gratifying or how nice was it to see him have a big game like he did on Sunday?
Well, it was nice to see him play the way he did and make the play at the end of the game that we needed. We had struggled offensively for a while throughout the game from time to time and hadn't made the big play. And when the game was on the line, he made the big catch. So, you know, his hard work has paid off for him.
Really good receiver like Eddie Royal. He had a big year last year. He's kind of maybe struggling on catches this year. What are you seeing out of Eddie?
Well, he's done a nice job. Like, you know, we had the same conversation last week about, you know, the role of certain receivers and everything. We're going to put a game plan in every week, what we think is best. And, you know, certain guys are in certain spots. And depending on what the defense is going to give us, Kyle's going to go through his progressions. And, you know, we're not ever going to say it's just going to be one guy. We've got a number of skilled guys out there who are all, you know, capable of doing good things for us. So we put the plan in and just, you know, Kyle's got to read it out and do the best he can to, you know, get the ball to the guys in the right spots.
On that No-Shawn Moreno fumble, when he looked at that, was this the ball, a matter of him just carrying it too loose, or what went on there?
Yeah, just, you know, it was an unfortunate error on his part. You know, they did a good job of getting the ball out, but we've just got to do a better job of securing the football, and, you know, and we can't turn the ball over.
Mike, it seemed like you guys yesterday made a pretty drastic halftime adjustment going from, I mean, what looked like four wides in your base to two tight ends. Is that true? Is that something you adjusted at halftime? And B, does that just kind of show the flexibility of this team and the staff and the players to be able to do something?
Well, you know, I think we do have great flexibility with the personnel we have on offense, and you know, each week we're going to come in at halftime and, you know, and talk to the staff and say, hey, these things have looked good in the first half. These things haven't looked as good. You know, maybe they've done a little something different than what we thought they were going to do. And you kind of, that's part of your job as a staff, is to make those decisions and say, hey, maybe it is better off that we go four wide for a little bit in this situation, or go to a too tight formation, and that's what we do on a weekly basis. That's our job, and that's what we, you know, that's why you game plan and spend so much time in the office to be able to make those decisions on the run, and it doesn't shock the players at all. They know they're prepared for it, and you move on.
Did you have any trepidation about making such a big change at halftime? And it seemed like a pretty big change of philosophy.
No, we have a plan that we have, and you know, we spend a lot of time during the week, you know, planning and saying, hey, what if? And you always play that game. Sometimes you chase ghosts and try to say, hey, what is the worst case scenario? But that's what we have to do. You always got to look at it and say, hey, what if they do this? What is going to be our answer? And you know, that's all part of the coaching profession.
If that ankle by Carell Buckholder is a little worse than people think or you guys think, how does he alter? How would that alter your game plan? Your balance there.
Well, we have a system in place here. Regardless of who's playing, you know, we're going to go out there and run our system, and we got a number of talented guys in the backfield that will be just fine.
Are they pretty much interchangeable back there, those three?
Yeah, they've all done a nice job. You know, that's why we got them all here when we first got here, and you know, we went after and made the certain transactions that we did was to get that, so you have flexibility, and that's what you need to do.
The last couple games, we've kind of heard Peyton Hillis's name for some wrong reasons. You know, is he pressing, do you think, a little bit?
You'd have to ask him that. I think he comes in and does a good job every week and does what he's got to do, and he has his role on this football team, and he's going to continue in that role.
You notice any difference in Josh this week? I mean, it's obvious, even though he's not saying a whole lot about it, it's got to be a big week for him.
Well, you know, in the coaching profession, you know, you're going to play a team that you either coached for or know some friends on the team that you've been on a different staff with. And, you know, as coaches, we prepare, I think, the same every week. You know, we're going to work endless hours week in and week out to do the best job we can to give the players the best opportunity to be successful. And I don't think he's going to change at all this week.